You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening. If you guys enjoy these episodes, please give us a rating or review on iTunes or whatever podcast app you choose to listen to us on. And also do us a favor and share this podcast with a friend. We want to try to spread the good word of fitness to all that will listen. We have a great show for you today. We have some of this return of something special, but I'm not going to give it away. I'm going to throw it over to my lovely co-host, Shannon, sitting next to me.
I'd say you're gonna just take the wind right out of my sails.
No, I was just excited. Okay, I'm sorry.
So yeah, we've got a couple of good topics today. We're gonna be talking about smoothies and how they're not always gonna work out for you. There's a couple of kind of bad smoothie stories we're gonna talk about, and then also, as Nick heavily hinted at, the return of the macros game. Everybody likes a little gaming. Bum, bum, bum.
And this will also give me a chance to kind of put some music beds under the audio.
Yeah. You love the sound effects.
I know. All right. So before we get into those topics, we're going to talk about our training that we got into this week. This week was a little bit tough for ETT training because we were dealing with Tropical Storm Hermione here.
Technically, it was a hurricane.
A hurricane Hermione here in
Hermine. It was called Hermine. Not Hermione. That's the Harry Potter character.
I think I know what I'm talking about. Okay? All right. So it kind of affected us throughout the week. I had to cancel a couple sessions just due to the weather and just wasn't safe to be out in the road or even working out outside or even, you know, any variation to that. So we had to, some clients had to move around their schedules or had to miss their sessions this week. But for some of them, we were still able to get them done, and it's going really well. I was just thinking about it. I've had, I think 100% of the clients are renewed so far.
Yay!
You know, so I just had several renewals recently, so
it's always exciting.
Yeah, it's good to see that, you know, I'm having, you know, long-term clients, which is really
nice to see people dedicated. You know, I feel like I've always felt people sort of treat personal trainers kind of as like a one and done. And I think when you see people that are constantly dedicated and renewing, I mean, obviously you have a really unique program, but it just shows you got a dedicated bunch.
Yeah, and also kind of my celebrity client right now, Carmen from the Mike Calta Show, she's continuing her training. We still don't have a date for the punch out yet, but she's still training and she's doing great. She's taking it really serious, it makes it a lot easier on me. But as regards to our training for the week, I want to throw it over to you first to see what kind of training you got into for this week.
Oh, goody. Yeah, this was not a great week for me. I'm just going to put that out there, and anybody who had a similar week can, you know, hopefully commiserate a little. I don't know if it was the weather. I don't know what it was, but like I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't get out of bed, and I had a really stressful work week. And it took a toll, I'm not gonna lie. It definitely took a toll. So I haven't actually, the most working out that I really did was towards the end of the week. And it was basically just because I knew I had to do something. But I worked out for like the last 3 days, and a little mixture of kind of like some HIIT workouts. I did a little at-home bar workout, which does not involve drinking for anybody who's thinking bar. So kind of like the ballet inspired type of workout, mm-hmm. bar system. That was actually a good workout yesterday. And then I did my beautiful, beautiful bike today, mm-hmm. which was fantastic.
Yes. And, the bike you're referring to is the Peloton cycle, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now I have a story about that, about my training for this week, but first I wanted to kind of, elaborate a little bit more for somebody who maybe just started listening. HIIT stands for what?
High intensity interval training.
Exactly. Yes. Essentially, right in the description. You know, you do your very intense workouts for short durations, or you know, specified durations, but they're usually between anywhere from 15 to 50 seconds.
They're usually high intensity, and they're usually high impact as well. Like, I would say on average, more of them are high impact. I'm actually trying to tone down the impact and just keep a high intensity, but so less jarring on the old joints.
Okay, so you mean like you're talking about like plyometrics? You do more jumping,
more plyometrics,
you know,
than
hopping, things like that, right?
I'm trying to do less with additional equipment, and definitely things that are easier on the joints and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And you can do, as long as it's high intensity, I mean, you can do high intensity push-ups.
Oh,
try
yeah.
to rep out, you know, 1-inch push-ups or whatever.
I did that yesterday.
So that's it doesn't have to necessarily, like Shannon was saying, be high impact, but it's just a training modality that it really kind of forces your heart rate to go up faster, but it's a shorter duration overall of a workout. So a lot of people, there are a lot of benefits to it. You know, one thing I think we're going to talk about soon is actually the benefits of high intensity opposed to kind of long form, slow aerobic training for its effect on memory. Because there's actually some science, some research out recently talking about how they affect different parts of the memory. One's better for long term, one's better for short term. All right, so we talked about that. You talked about the HIIT training, the bar training, which I think is it more isometric stuff, or is it some also dynamic movement?
It's actually a high intensity, low impact workout. So yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it. but I mean, you think of like what people that are training like dancers and things, they do these types of workouts. It is very small, controlled movements. So you're holding a movement. It much more focuses on muscle endurance than it does on adding loads of strength. But at the same time, you're getting incredibly strong because you're holding these positions and focusing on very, very small movement for long periods of time. I only did like half an hour, but most bar classes you go to are about an hour, and they will kick your butt. So They're kind of a fun, different workout to throw in when you've kind of been doing HIIT or like, you know, high intensity cardio and stuff like that, which is what I usually do.
Yeah, well, I actually incorporated some isometric exercises into the ETT training that we had this week. So there are a lot of benefits, and I've heard a lot lately about, especially as you get older, you can't really do those high impact exercises anymore.
Yep.
So isometric exercise or kind of very slow, deliberate exercises, controlled exercises are really beneficial because it'll still build strength and build muscle endurance, like you said, but you won't get the kind of the negative effects of the impact to your joints and whatnot. So that's they're a beneficial type of exercise. So they're in, I mean, it's kind of like you get some of that stuff in yoga too, but I've seen you do the bar stuff, and I've seen, you know, video of people doing bar exercises, and
it's very different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know, I mean, dancers and ballet dancers are some of the most fittest people in the world. So the most fit people in the world. Sorry about that. But I wanted to, I know I just hinted to it a few minutes ago, but the Peloton cycle. One of my clients that we had to cancel this week due to the rain and to Tropical Storm Hermione.
Not Hermione, dude.
Whatever. So I got to stay home and I got a session in on the bike. the instructor I took, I just forgot her name already.
Jessica King.
Jessica King, thank you. I feel like the most people that would go to her class would be men. I think she appeals to the male demographic very highly.
Why? Because she's wearing a sports bra? Because they all wear sports bras.
The guys wear sports bra?
No, the female ones.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I just haven't gone through it enough, but I know one of my clients, Tyler, actually a former host of the old version of this podcast, him and his wife were talking about getting the Peloton cycle.
It's amazing.
So I sent him a little video of her class, and he was very excited.
That's a selling point.
Yes, that's a selling point. So, you know, Jessica King?
Yeah.
Jessica King, you are, you know, you're doing a great job of advertising for the Peloton Cycle.
And if anybody has the Peloton Cycle and doesn't immediately know who we're talking about, she's the one that wears blue lipstick. So you'll see her right off the bat when you log in, if you haven't already.
And regardless of my, you know,
she's a great instructor. They're all fantastic.
That's what I was going to say. She's very, I mean, very interactive, even though, you know, she's not in the room with you, but she's kind of in the room with you.
She's kind of like boot camp style, to be honest. Like, she pushes you, man. Yeah. Like, you feel guilty.
Very motivational.
You do not push yourself.
Very motivational, very inspirational, and, like, she'll call out people because they kind of have the readout when they're doing it.
Yeah,
call
she out can people, see what people you know, are doing live.
Yeah, exactly. So, I'm sure all the instructors are great on there, but yeah. I think she's very appealing, I think, especially to myself and maybe other males, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was my experience with the Peloton Cycle for this week. Now let's jump into the topics you talked about in the summary in the beginning. We had a pair of bad smoothie stories.
Yeah, one's a national story that's mm-hmm. like news, and then one is a personal story for you.
Yeah, this week during one of the days I did actually was able to get to clients. I was in between sessions and I was like, I need something to eat. I bring food with me, but I didn't have anything with me. So I was like, oh, I'm close to a smoothie place. I'll go in there and get a smoothie, you know? And luckily for me, I know, you know, things, I'm not going to get like just a straight, you know, fruit smoothie with weight gain or any of that stuff in it. They actually had an option for, they called the avocolada smoothie.
Oh yeah.
So it had avocados, had coconut, had I think a spinach and kale mixture, and pineapple. So it was like a good combination of fruits and vegetables, and then the avocado in there with for fat. And I had them to put some whey protein in. So, you know, some trying to hit all my macros and get a little snack in before my next session, get a little energy. As soon as I started drinking it, I realized that I forgot to tell them not to put sugar in it.
Which is I feel like a little known thing that people actually get, because I wouldn't naturally think that a drink that has fruit in it is going to have added sugar. But it is that turbinado that you see listed on a lot of smoothie places. That's actually sugar, and they automatically add it. So I think I was the one that told you you could have it without sugar.
Right.
Because I order mine without sugar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I guess my lack of experience, because I don't buy smoothies out that much, or when I go out, I don't, you know, have them made for me. If I'm going to drink a smoothie, I'm going to make it at home. But I totally forgot, totally blanked. And it's so funny because I knew it right away that there was extra sugar in it, and then they have a little small print. I think it's at the bottom of the menu saying that all smoothies have added turbinado sugar to it. So they're just, I mean, we've talked about sugar ad nauseum on this podcast, but I mean, the detrimental effects of that are, I mean, I can't understand it. Like you said, it already has fruit in it.
It already is sweet.
It already has sugar.
Take it out. It's not sweet. Like, I get the same smoothie whenever I go to these places, but I can't stand it when it has the added sugar to it. It literally, it makes me cough. So I have no idea who thought that you have to make sure. I guess it's because of how much sugar we eat in our culture,
right.
But it's shocking. So, I mean, like, do an experiment and try it without the sugar. You might be surprised how sweet it still is.
Yeah, I mean, it gave me a horrible stomach ache. I threw it away, you know. I mean, I choked down about half of it and then threw the rest of it away. But it was just, you know, it was so disappointing, and it was kind of, I guess it was my fault for not having the experience. But, I mean, I can't understand how that's even an option. I mean, how that standard protocol is to add sugar to an already sugary drink.
To a fruity smoothie.
I mean, that's just kind of a, you know, it's kind of personifies what, you know, or I don't know, personifies
what's
the right
wrong
word.
With the culture.
Yeah, I would say it kind of, it's like
abuse of sugar.
Just an, you know, it's kind of like an example of
exemplifies
our addiction to sugar in this country.
Yep.
So that was my bad smoothie story. And it's funny because the same place I got that smoothie from is in a little bit of trouble nationally for...
They're not the only ones, but yeah.
Okay. Why don't you, I want you to go kind of broach the subject, because I know you talked to me, you had a little bit of information or knowledge about it before I even talked to you about it.
Yeah, well, I spend most of my day in front of social media news, just part of my job, and I saw an article that said, like, strawberries from Egypt giving people hepatitis A, and I mean, you see that, and you're just like, what? It's like, What is this they're talking about? And I clicked on the story, and yeah, apparently, I don't know exactly the sources, so I mean, we'll link to some other articles that you can read more about this, but there apparently was some bad strawberries that came from Egypt or thereabouts. I don't know if maybe, like, the smoothie shop orders a bunch of fruit from outside the U.S., so they just automatically got their strawberries, because obviously most of us are getting U.S. strawberries mm-hmm. right now. It's I think it's the end of the Northeast and California season right now, actually. But they were contaminated with hepatitis A, which is terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know enough about hepatitis A.
I don't either. All I know is that, I mean, everybody's scared of hepatitis anything. But... Right.
And I know they're usually you're vaccinated for it. But, of course, you know, some people don't get the vaccines. But it's super scary to think that, you know, even frozen fruit can have that on there. But and like you said, it's disappointing that they would have to buy from, you know, outside the U.S. for their fruit. But it... It's just another example of, or, you know, another reason why you should make your, kind of try to make all your food at home.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Or not rely on fast food, because this is a form of fast food.
It kind of is, yeah. I mean, they serve, a lot of these places serve sandwiches and all that other kind of stuff, but I feel like smoothies went through a very trendy breakout for a while there, and that's where all these places popped up. I don't feel like they're as trendy as they used to be, but... There's still a decent number of smoothie shops around that still, especially like in hot climates.
Right.
I think they just do better in places where there's a hot climate. Obviously, Florida. We have these pretty much like every major town has a few. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's a national chain. And this outbreak, I don't know if you mentioned that, was in Virginia, which is where the outbreak was. So far, they've got 66 cases, and it ranged... dates back till actually May, they're saying now.
Yeah.
So they're still, I know, I think I read the story, there are people have been coming in with they found hepatitis even in this week. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing, and they don't know how many people were contaminated or how many stores it was at.
Yeah. So it is crazy. I mean, you think that just because they're located in a city in the United States, you can kind of guess where they're getting their food. You really never really know. There's no way to know unless you're sitting there going back through their freezer.
Right. And I would just say, you know, even if you buy stuff at grocery stores, yeah, there's a certain level that could be, you know, a certain chance it could be contaminated. I mean, we hear about spinach sometimes being contaminated with E. coli. But, you know, I think you're better off making your own food at home. Always, I think you're always better off. You know, obviously, I'm not saying don't go out and enjoy restaurants. You know, there's a lot of great restaurants out there. But foods that are, you know, trying to mass produce items like this, I would say you're better off, especially if you're looking to either lose weight or trying to eat clean, I'd say you're better off trying to make the food at home. And so, speaking of food... Dun, da, da, da.
Oh, here's boom, boom, here's boom, where you're boom, going to insert the music, right?
Music. Game show music. The Macros game has returned.
And it's themed this week.
Yes, so obviously, hopefully you guys are celebrating Labor Day today.
Happy Labor Day!
And for anybody who's wondering or ever wondered, what is Labor Day? I got a little explanation for you.
I love hearing people's descriptions of Labor Day. because nobody knows what they are.
This is actually from the United States Department of Labor. How about that? So I feel like this is a pretty credible source. Labor Day, the first Monday in September, is a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. Boom! So thank you to all those workers out there. Everybody that's laboring, anyone that's in labor, we salute you today. Right?
Okay.
Anyways.
A little weird there.
But yeah, so obviously these are one of those. This is one of those holidays that I would say, you know, we always people either have invite people over for a cookout or some sort of kind of group gathering with food.
It is items, a celebratory, and I feel this is a bookend to summer. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just like Memorial Day is the kickoff. Labor Day is the kind of grand finale.
Yeah, my parents were very nice to invite us to a crab bake back up in Maryland that they knew we couldn't come to, which was awesome. Or crab boil, I should say, not bake. But yes, so we actually have some food items that are, you know, themed, some Labor Day themed. And we're going to switch it around. Last time I was quizzing Shannon, and now she's going to quiz me. Okay, and as for an explanation of the macros game, do you want me to explain it?
I can explain it.
All right, look, I'm going to throw it over to her. She'll be the host this time.
So we're going to keep it really simple, and we've got five different foods that we're going to go through, and I'm going to read off the serving size of that particular food. All of these are foods every single person will know, unless you don't live in the United States. We abuse all of these food in the United States, so you'll definitely know them. But I'm going to read off the serving size, and I'm going to give you a number, and I'm going to say which of the macros, and I think the three that we usually use is fat, carbs, and protein. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, there are more macros out there. We just use, like, the basic
three. The big three, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So for anybody who's heard of, like, macro diets and things like that, it's referring to those categories of nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, macronutrients, yep.
That you would see on a nutrition label. So people that read a lot of nutrition labels are just going to be awesome at this game, namely you, because you glue yourself to nutrition labels. I kind of don't. So I was just happy I kept afloat during the last game.
Four out of five last game.
I did four out of five last game. I had good rationale, but
yes.
I don't know how challenging this one's going to be because all these foods are Labor Day popular foods. So these are going to be things you would find at almost any cookout, barbecue, or feast on a Labor Day celebration.
Mm-hmm. So if you guys make sure you play along at home and send us your scores and let us know if you bettered my score, which would be impossible because I'm going to get 5 for 5 here. yes, please let us know how you did. All right, we ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Bum ba da ba. Game show music.
All right. So I'm going to start with the big stuff. Or actually, I'm gonna give you one big item. So this is a main course type of item.
All right.
Hot dogs.
Okay.
And I specifically went and looked at the ballpark all beef hot dogs.
Nice.
Seen a lot of their ads lately. So the serving size is one dog.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really weird. Which macro is this? 7 grams. Has 7 grams of what macro?
One ballpark, I'll be frank, has 7 grams of what macro? Is the question?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's carb, because obviously it's a meat product. So the carbs, unless they added sugar to it, which hopefully they don't. 7 grams. I'm going to go protein.
You are correct.
Woo!
So there are actually carbs. There's 4 grams of carbs.
Fiber, maybe?
I didn't want to look at the actual ingredient list of these, but I just looked at the nutrition.
Of that newspaper they put in the hot dogs for fiber?
No, these are supposed to be beef. Like all beef, real products.
Okay.
16 grams of fat, 4 grams of carbs, and 7 grams of protein.
16 grams of fat and one hot dog?
Yes.
Wow.
So think about 16 grams of fat when you go to pick up that big juicy hot dog And then you followed up with a hamburger.
I mean, I'm a fan of fat. Like, I'd prefer fat. I just didn't realize.
The ratio of protein to fat.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
Really.
I wonder if it's saturated or whatever. Anyways, let's keep going.
Ah, yes. So you can look, as I mentioned, you love nutrition labels. Mm-hmm. So I imagine you'll go and you'll dig in on all of these. All
right. On the scoreboard, one for one.
All right, so now we're going to go to a condiment.
Okay.
So on the other side of the scale, you might be having a salad or something. What do you put on your salad? Ranch dressing.
Not me, right? But I get you.
A lot of people use ranch dressing.
Yes.
So I chose one of the most common, Hidden Valley Ranch. This is not like a low fat or anything like that. This is just a regular ranch dressing. So it has 14 grams of what macro in 2 tablespoons?
2 tablespoons, okay.
2 tablespoons is the serving size, 14 grams of what macro?
Well, I definitely don't think it's protein, because I doubt that will have protein in it, especially that small of an amount. 14 grams, man.
It's almost as much as a hot dog.
Oh, are you tricking me now? Because you told me how much hot dog has fat, 14 grams of fat. I don't think it'd be... I'm going to go fat.
Yeah, it is.
Woo!
To be honest, fat's really all that's in this.
Well, yeah, because it's mostly dairy, right?
There's 2 grams of carbs
right. And
1 gram of protein.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just fat.
Yeah, I mean, if you make like legit ranch, I think it's like buttermilk and like cream and
yeah,
stuff like that.
It's
so it's mostly
dairy. It's a heavy dressing.
Yeah, it's
really
mostly
heavy
dairy.
Dressing.
So, okay, so I'm 2 for 2.
Yes. Okay, so.
What salad dressing would you put on a salad? I'm an oil and vinegar guy. What about you?
I like vinaigrettes, and I really love honey mustard vinaigrettes. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can get a honey mustard vinaigrette, especially homemade, that's my favorite. But I think right now I'm using just, like, a honey mustard dressing. But I like the tangy and the sweet.
Yeah.
Like, that little bit of sweet, but not too much sweet. I like the tanginess that comes mm-hmm. with it. So I'd say that's probably my favorite.
Gotcha.
I like making vinaigrettes at home, too.
Yeah.
I don't do that enough anymore. All right, so let's go back over to a little side dish.
Okay.
Dip.
Dip. All right.
So I chose one of my old school favorite dips, Hell of a Good.
Ooh, wow, okay.
Hell of a Good dips.
Yep.
And I chose their French onion dip because I feel like that's a very popular flavor. So, 2 tablespoons is the serving. Which macro does 2 grams represent? So, 2 grams...
Oh, 2 grams, okay.
...represents which macro in 2 tablespoons of Hell of a Good?
Well, I feel like this is along the same lines as the ranch dressing. I feel it has a lot of similar components.
Is it?
But yeah, this is tough. I'm definitely not going to say fat. I say fat's gone because I think fat is up there. Because I think it's like made like sour cream. So 2 grams of 2 tablespoons?
2 tablespoons.
I'm going to go carbs. Carbs.
You are correct.
Woo! 3 for 3.
But this is the surprising part. I almost gave you the fat because fat was only 4.5 grams.
Hmm.
So... I know you said
like
it was
low fat sour
different,
cream or something.
But I mean, this is just the regular. This is not like a low fat anything. So, and it does have 1 gram of protein. So
I won. That was a tough one. So the distribution was 4, 2, and 1.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. So that was probably the closest one.
Yikes!
All right.
Good
so
thing I'm good.
I know you are a junkie when it comes to nutrition labels.
All right, 3 down, 2 to go.
We're going back to a main dish.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a huge fan of these, but I know that many people love their wings.
Their what?
Especially
their what?
Their wings. Wings.
Oh.
Wings. Not wangs. Wings.
I mean, I...
Like Southern, you know,
okay.
Wings.
Wings.
I have
okay.
some wings. Baked barbecue chicken wings. That's what I went with. Because
Baked barbecue
chicken wings... Seems kind of like a popular thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw it in the oven. So 3 wings is the serving. 17 grams is which macro?
This is a tough one. Because it has the barbecue on it? It has
the barbecue sauce on it.
Oh my gosh. So wings, we're talking small, right? I know you said three wings, so it's hard to tell. Goodness.
This is a tough one. When you just said it, I heard wings too.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very difficult word.
17 grams.
17 grams.
Three wings.
Three wings. Barbecue baked. If you're not hungry by the end of this,
I know. My gosh. Protein.
Ding ding ding.
Oh my gosh. I can't be stopped.
Yes. So it's a tie actually for fat and carbs, both are 8.
Wow, grams. Okay.
So it's much more protein. Yeah. I would say if you're looking at hot dogs versus chicken wings, go for the chicken wings.
Yeah, chicken wings, like chicken in general has less fat compared to like beef.
Yeah.
And it makes sense too. I was just worried that, you know, maybe with all the sugar in the barbecue sauce, but yep. You know, three
That's
wings
why
is
I had
not
to
a
give
ton.
You a little twist.
I all right. I get it. That's good. It was a challenge for sure.
Yep.
All right, last one.
All right, so the last one is, I would consider this an all-American food. I think it's probably in half of most of the things you find on a Labor Day table. Can you guess what it is? It's probably going to be there by itself, but it's also going to be in a lot of things. Like a lot of salads, potato salad, pasta salad.
Mayonnaise.
Yes.
Okay.
So I went with the real Hellmann's mayo. And 1 tablespoon is a serving of mayo.
Yep.
So which macro is 0 grams?
0 grams. Wow. Well, I think, mayo is mostly eggs and an oil product. That's the ingredients of mayo. So I feel like it would have protein and fat because of the oil. You know, oil because of the fat because of the oil. And then with the eggs, the protein. So I'm going to go carbs. 0 grams of carbs for mayo.
It's a trick. You had a 70% chance because protein and carbs are both 0.
There's 0 grams of protein in it, huh?
0 grams. No redeeming quality.
So I got it, right?
Yeah, you definitely did. But it was like, you had a pretty good shot.
you were making sure I got 5 for 5?
You basically were going to get 5 because it was 0 and 0.
That's interesting.
And 10 grams of fat. 10 grams of fat. Tablespoon.
That's like coconut oil. Coconut oil is all fat.
Yep.
That's awesome. And then another grand winner.
So you're the wiener.
From the wang with the wiener.
I could say something else, but I'm not going to.
All right, guys. That was another edition of the Macros game. Let us know how you did, and if you got 5 for 5 like me, which is probably highly unlikely since I'm so good. But
his head is swelling as we sit
here.
Yes,
exactly.
Oh,
before
gosh.
I float away, I just want to once again, we got some great podcast episodes coming up. I'm going to be contacting a couple other fitness and health professionals, try to get them, interview them and relay to you guys on the podcast. I know last week we went and did my first cryo session. And like I said, I'm going to try to get Shannon into something similar, you know, some sort of health-oriented kind of treatment or therapy, whatever it may be. We just got to find the next one. And also, Macros game is going to come back around. So, you know, start sending us suggestions for maybe themes. Like today was the Labor Day theme. Maybe we can do another themed Macros game, like, you know,
Thanksgiving.
There we go. That's coming.
That's a ways off still, but we definitely got to do one.
Oh, I'm sure that's going to be the next episode or the next macros game. All right, guys. Please make sure you guys check out any if you live in the Tampa Bay area or visiting the Tampa Bay area. Check out Elemental Training Tampa. The Facebook page or elementaltampa.com. Not only are the show notes from all the podcasts going to go up on elementaltampa.com, but there will also be information about any free events that we'll be having in the future that maybe you guys can come join us and get a workout in and just meet Shannon and I and and be a part of our fitness community. Like I said in the beginning, please, if you have a second, give us a rating or review on iTunes. I always push iTunes because that is the biggest podcast purveyor, yeah. or provider, I should say. There are other apps out there, and if you listen to us through that and they have a rating or review site on there, please give us a rating or review on there.
And remember, sharing is caring.
Exactly. Aww. You guys are helping us kind of spread the word and reach more people by just sharing the episode. You know, you can just grab it from our Facebook page and share it on a friend's page, and boom.
Who can get enough cheesy lines and corny puns from me?
Exactly. And talking about wangs and wieners.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
But thanks again, guys, for listening. We appreciate all the feedback, and I think that's all we have for this week. You got anything else for them?
That's a wrap.
This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's edition of the... Oop, I'm going to start over again.
Did you forget what you were talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.